lies and innuendos that aren't based on facts or reality.
So anyway, so at least what's bizarre was the media was really negative toward Trump the last few weeks, and Hillary kind of just shut up as far as I could tell. And instead, her unfavorability has gone up, and his standing in the polls has improved. But getting to her specifically, and some of the things you were alluding to, your listeners may be surprised to find out. Now, the last time I was on, we were talking about the magazine from the Islamic State called the BIC. And the latest edition, it came out July 31st, basically gives their reasons why they hate us. And if you think, oh, you're just making it up, actually, the article is titled, actually, let me find it, Why We Hate You and Why We Fight You. Okay, that was a main cover.
That's pretty bold. In other words, why we hate your guts and why we want to kill you. I mean, how nervy is it to have a published magazine with a glossy cover and all the other things and a professionally sounding written article telling us why we want to kill you?
Well, I'm going to expand on some of what we talked about last time. First of all, just in case people wonder, the reason they don't give is because of U.S. support of Israel or anything like that. Okay, that isn't the number one reason they give. The number one reason they give is because not everybody accepts their version of Islam. Of course, most people don't accept their version of Islam, but that's actually the number one reason, according to them, that they hate and kill us. And so,
and by the way, that reason applies to other versions of Islam. In fact, and this is what I've seen, they even hate other versions of Islam and other Islamic people that don't agree with their version more than they do Jews or Christians or Americans.
Now that could be because they consider them more of an ideological threat. And as a matter of fact, I intend to try to go into some of that today. But anyway, the number one reason that they say they hate us is because basically because we don't accept their version of Islam, of course, and that we say that God had a son named Jesus. And I mentioned this last time, they say that basically we've tricked everybody and the Bible doesn't teach, the prophets didn't teach all this stuff, that God would have a son.
Let me insert something, though, just as a comic aside. They say he didn't have a son, but actually a friend of mine, Nicola Saliba, that worked on the Church of the Holy Sepulchre and the refurbishment inside the Al-Aqsa Mosque, he actually told me in the Arabic and showed me pictures of it. It says that, and this is right around the Stone of Abraham, which is inside the Al-Aqsa Mosque, okay, because it's right there on the Temple Mount, and where he was supposed to sacrifice his son, you know, Isaac. And it says that God did not have a son. It says in Arabic, but he had three daughters. People don't know that literally Islam preaches there's three goddesses, but there's no son. Yeah. Believe it or not.
Well, the problem they've got with the son part, and I'll get again to more why they want to kill us, is that, and I quoted this last time, and I'll only quote part of it this time for your listeners. Isaiah 9, verse 6 says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he'll be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, etc." And Psalm 2, verse 7 says, "The Lord has said to me, you are my son, today I have begotten you." And I mention these passages from the Old Testament because Muslims tend to say that the Bible's accurate, but that the Jews and the Christians messed it up. Okay, well, I was just quoting the Old Testament here, and why would Jews, who do not believe that Jesus was the Messiah, why on earth would they put this stuff about a son and God begetting a son in the Old Testament? They wouldn't do that to help Christians. That would help Christians.
Right.
So there was no reason they distorted that, which therefore means Islam is supposed to believe it, and of course they don't. Now, the other thing that I mentioned last time when I was on is I read through some of the reasons that they said, look, you know, we've been killing you people, blah, 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 blah. Don't you people really want to know why? And they go through you know, some of the reasons they give, not that I want people around being terrorists, of course, I don't believe in that at all, but, you know, they have some valid criticisms of the West. They talk about pornography, they talk about secular atheism, they talk about the LGBT agenda. So those kinds of things the West does have problems with, okay, and I'm not going to attempt to defend the immoral position of many leaders out there. But then their solution is to fight. Now, you're talking about prophecy. Now, I'd like to talk about an Islamic prophecy, and then I'll go into some biblical prophecy so people will see. Now, as far as the Islamic State itself goes, the reason that their magazine is called the BIC is because they believe they are putting together the BIC army. And the BIC is somewhere out in Syria. It's a remote village. And they think it represents prophecy. And they actually use this as a recruitment tool to get terrorists, which many of them are usually people, young men who, let's say, are not particularly successful. Now, they do get some who are highly educated, don't get me wrong, but generally speaking, they get the disenfranchised, etc. Well, anyway, what this is based upon is something called a hadith. And now, for your listeners, the holy book of Islam is the Quran, but they have a secondary book called the hadith. And to kind of put that into perspective, the Jews have the Hebrew Bible, or what we would call the Old Testament. But then they have the Talmud with the Mishnah, etc., which there's other things, which their other books are what Jesus condemned, by the way. People wonder when Jesus came here, he was condemning certain Jewish practices. He wasn't condemning anything from the Bible. He was explaining that they added a bunch of things that they should not have done.
Right.
Anyway, well, in Islam, they have something similar. And so they have traditions that they claim that Muhammad said. So if you don't mind, I'd like to read a couple of these things that the Islamic State is holding to and tie it in here. Anyway, this is from a guy named Abu Huraira. And again, I may have said I'm not good at Arabic, so I may have mispronounced his name, but anyway, he was a companion of Muhammad, and he said that the last hour will not come until the Romans land at Al-Amak or in the Bik. An army consisting of the best soldiers and people on earth will come from Medina to oppose them. So basically, they're saying some people are going to come from Saudi Arabia, and the Islamic State's actually not in there. Of course, they could go to Medina for some holy, for some religious meeting or something. Anyway, the hadith continues. It says, they're going to fight, and a third of the army will run away, which Allah will never forgive. A third of the army will be constituted of excellent martyrs in Allah's eye, will be killed. And a third who will never be put to trial will win, and they will be conquerors of Constantinople. Now, Constantinople, to put this into perspective, is a town now called Istanbul, which is in Turkey. Now, some believe that this particular prophecy was already fulfilled, which is why Constantinople is not called that anymore. It's called Istanbul, because the Muslims did win a battle, let's see, I'd say 650 years or so ago. Well, anyway, after this battle, Jesus, who they say is a Muslim, is supposed to descend and lead him in prayer, and all the enemies of, they think Jesus is going to come.
Right, but they think Jesus is Isa. And they think, he's a Muslim, so he comes to behead Christians and others who won't convert to Islam.
Right.
Wow. I mean, talk about a major lie. This is the opposite of what Yeshua Jesus is, the Father. His name means the Father in the flesh. They say that God in the incarnate, or they call him just a prophet under Muhammad, is going to return as a Muslim assassin, to like the ultimate terrorist coming back from the dead after 2,000 years to behead you if you don't submit to Islam, which means submission. That's pretty obscene.
Well, anyway, so the Islamic State is using this in order to try to propagandize. Basically what they say is, look, it's going to look really bad, but we're going to have our thousands of people go there, and then there will be a coalition of 80 flags or 80 foreign countries that are going to come into Syria, and they're going to fight against us during the final battle. Okay, so that's what they teach. And the reason that this is of interest is this explains why they keep hoping we're going to go and fight. Okay, they believe that if they cause enough commotion, the West and other countries are going to get together they're going to come against them and fight them. Now, they think that they will win because they think Allah is on their side.
Right.
Well, they aren't going to win. I've been saying since the caliphate was declared, I guess it's about three years ago, I guess. I think it was three. I said that, look, this Islamic State, first of all, what they want to do, which is to make a caliphate, which is to unify a bunch of the Muslim nations, that's going to happen, but not with them. They're too radical. They're not going to get everybody to go along with them. And that I believe that their current leader, Abu Bakr, whatever his last name is, he's got a long name, that he's not going to make it, and he's going to eventually be killed or pushed aside.
Yesterday they said they killed off this guy, Adnani. Apparently it was the next guy down to this
spokesperson.
Yeah. And, you know, the fact is that they're so extreme. That's why they're looking at somebody that's going to actually be a peacemaker, who's supposed to be the Mahdi. And again, remember, there's not only this guy Gulen, who's in America, that they supposedly the CIA worked to try to create a coup against Erdogan. But Erdogan's buddy is also a person who's claiming to be the Mahdi, a direct blood descendant of Muhammad, and the one that's going to bring peace between Sunni and Shiite Islam, which is what they prophesied, that the only way a caliphate can happen is there's Sunni and Shiite Islamic peace.
The majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency. It is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009, but now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
expand on this. I think we've talked about on the break that we understand and understand that the terrorist group is not going to be the one setting up the caliphate. It's going to be a response to them. In fact, people like Obama, people like this, what I call Mahdi in the making, affiliate of Erdogan and his other compatriot, who's his alternate, Mr. Gulen in America, are, in a sense, the main energizers of the so-called biblical move by Islam to bring up, quote, peace between Sunni and Shiite and set up the caliphate in Jerusalem.
Well, getting back to that prophecy, you know, I'll get into the biblical prophecy in a second. So for any new listeners, and for just to refresh everybody else's mind, I quoted from an Islamic hadith, supposedly sayings from Muhammad, where they think they're going to have this major battle in this place called Dabiq, which is in Syria. And the Islamic State believes that they are going to win this, destroy the West, turn the world Islamic, and all this kind of stuff. But what's interesting about that particular prophecy, there was one part that the Islamic State doesn't mention. There's another section to it. And in that section says, quote, the Antichrist will appear in an empty area between Syria and Iraq, which is precisely where the Islamic State is located. Now, I do not believe that, obviously, that the Islamic State is the Antichrist, because I think that's going to be a European. But as far as this goes, it's kind of interesting. So they tell, it's kind of like other false religions. You know, they tell some of their verses, part of the verses, only part of the verse they want anybody to see, and they don't bother to mention to their people that according to their own prophecies, they're doomed. But getting back to their
prophecy, that's funny. Their own prophecies are doomed. That's funny.
Yeah, so their own prophecies are the Antichrist, they're doomed. But they didn't read those particular parts, they skipped over those. But then that ties in back to biblical prophecy.
Right.
And in the Bible, there's two sets of prophecies that I think are interesting in this, and you alluded to one of them a moment or so ago. The Bible tells of the rise of a power called the King of the South.
Right.
And if you look at the areas that are mentioned in the Scripture about this, you're basically talking about the Muslim nations in North Africa and in the Middle East. Okay? So, and the Bible says this power is going to rise up, and he's going to have a great army. But if you read the entire passages in Daniel 11, you find out a couple of things. One, a great army is going to go against him, and he's going to lose.
Right.
Also, and I won't dwell on this particular point for a second, but in terms of Islamic prophecy, the Muslims also have a prophecy that they're going to make basically a seven-year peace deal with a European power. Europeans are going to break it in the middle, take them over, and Antichrist will reign until Jesus returns. And that's pretty much spot on as far as the Bible goes. But this is something that they have. So, you know, Satan knows the Bible and has influenced these particular predictions and prophecies. Well, anyway, since the Muslims supposedly believe the Bible, you would think that they would look into what it says in Daniel chapter 11, for example, and find out that they're not going to win. And therefore, perhaps it wouldn't be a great idea to get together. But because of the rise of groups like the Islamic State, you've had people from, let's say, Henry Kissinger, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton in the United States, and a bunch of European leaders and Arabic leaders saying, you know what? We have to get together a coalition of people in that region. And Barack Obama is really specific. He's repeatedly said that we can't solve their problems. They need to do it. And so he's been encouraging the rise of this type of confederation that the Bible says is going to rise up at the end. Now, perhaps Mr. Obama thinks it's going to end differently than the Bible says. He's never impressed me as being particularly interested in doing what the Bible said.
Right.
But the Bible says the side's going to lose. And there's some other interesting prophecies about this back in Ezekiel chapter 30. In Ezekiel chapter 30, he talks about, starting around verse 3, says the day is near, the day of the Lord is near.
Right.
It'll be a time of Gentiles and all this kind of stuff. So this is an end time prophecy. And it talks about peoples. This translation says Ethiopia, but that means Cushites. Libya, Lydia, and all the mingled people shove, etc. They're going to make some kind of a deal with Egypt.
Keep that silent.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
summarize, Dr. Bob, what you said basically is ISIS and the recent deaths of Adnan and this al-Baghdadi, who's supposedly the leader. By the way, the name al-Baghdadi is actually a canonized a Christian saint that died a couple hundred years ago. This guy, al-Baghdadi, actually is an Israeli actor. We've got lots of inside and classified evidence of this, that was in a prison in Iraq, later supported by America to develop and help to expand ISIS. They trained them in a town in 2011 near Amman, Jordan. In fact, Mr. Kane, who just won his nomination in Arizona as the Republican candidate, actually posed with these guys in Jordan 4 years ago. So we got to understand what's really going on here is so bizarre.
So you're saying that these were supposed to be the moderates that were going to overthrow?
They're not moderates.
That's not what I'm saying. Just like
we did regime change in Libya. Muammar Gaddafi and the comment made by Trump was very good. The fact is, we should try to stop doing regime change in areas where there's Muslim populations. When you can't do regime change, because only totalitarianism, which is Islam, reigns. It's impossible to do regime change and try to say you're going to convert them to a so-called democratic nation. It's not possible. And we need to stop our policy of regime change and stabilize these countries in a different way. And this idea of removing Muammar Gaddafi has just created a catastrophe where we didn't even keep the oil. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Well, getting back to what we were talking about before, just for your listeners, we went through the fact that the Islamic State basically says, we hate you because you don't accept their version of Islam, and because many of you believe that God had a son.
Right, but
the Old Testament is clear.
You made an important comment, though, I want you to expand on, that the ISIS and ISIL are not going to form the caliphate. It's going to be response.
Correct, and that's what I read.
I want you to expand on that.
What they're doing, their extremism, they're trying to generate their version of Armageddon, if you will. That's what some have called it, because they believe that they're going to win, even though there's other Islamic prophecies that said they're going to lose, and, of course, there are biblical prophecies that said they're going to lose for something like that. But what they are doing, as we were talking about before, because of their existence, the international community, specifically the United States and Europe, and many of the Arab nations have decided that a coalition of Arab nations needs to be put together. And Saudi Arabia has put one together about 8-9 months ago, and they've had a couple of military exercises. I think one of them was the world's largest this year, or at least at the time it was the world's largest. And unfortunately for them, they also don't seem to fully believe in biblical prophecy. Now, many people are aware that in the book of Daniel, chapter 11, there's a discussion of a king of the north and a king of the south. The Bible says both of them will have a large army or a great army, but it says this southern power is going to be destroyed. And if you just read just a few verses in Daniel 11, verses 40 to 43, you'll find out that the king of the south gets destroyed by a northern power, and that this includes destruction of places such as Egypt. Well, if you go over into Ezekiel, which we were doing just before the break, and you read starting in verse 3 of Ezekiel 30, talks about something for the time of the end. And then I'm going to skip down. I read some verses. I'm going to skip down to verse 6. It says, those who uphold Egypt will fall. And verse 7, they'll be desolate in the midst of desolate countries, and their cities in the midst are going to be laid waste. And they're going to know that I am the Lord when I have set a fire in Egypt and all their helpers are destroyed. And so, and that Bible says, and on that day of Egypt, for a day it's coming. So you can read about that in Daniel 11, and then you see something very similar, and I think the same basic thing, over in Ezekiel 30. So both parts of those scriptures, those prophecies in the Bible say, there's going to be a coalition that's going to involve Egypt, okay? And different peoples are mentioned, and all these peoples that are mentioned are in the Middle East or North Africa.
Yeah, there it lists Ethiopia, Libya, Egypt, and many other countries. And it even talks about Aswan, because, in fact, that's where the High Aswan Dam is. So it talks about a cataclysmic event, most likely a bomb. And if the High Aswan Dam happens, you're going to have a tsunami-type disaster to spread out northward on the Nile River that will wipe out much of the population there and desolate it.
Well, destruction is going to come there. But again, the Islamic State, really bizarre group, you kind of wonder, you know, how they all fit in. But as I said, for years, they're, because of their existence, this will get the West to say, kind of like what you were saying before, hey, these are the moderate Muslims. You know, they're not the Islamic State, therefore there must be moderate.
Right.
And what gets me, if Protestants, for example, were as moderate as what the United States calls moderate Muslim nations, the left jumps all over it and said they're extremists. Okay, so
right.
It's interesting. The definition of a Catholic and a Protestant moderate in the press seems to be a Catholic or a Protestant who doesn't really care about their religion. Whereas for a Muslim, apparently it's one who's not intent on immediately killing you.
Right.
That seems to be their definition, which I think is really, really bizarre.
Right.
But because of this bizarre thought process that they've got, the U.S., Europe, and others are working actively working to try to create the type of confederation or caliphate that the Bible warns against.
Right, and they actually don't understand that the prophecy tells them don't do this, because although you're trying to do this to create a caliphate that will bring peace, it actually will bring destruction and a final conflict.
Right, it's going to cause, verse 40 of Daniel 11, by the way, says, once this king of the south is all together, the time is going to come where he's going to push against the king of the north. He's going to decide, guess what? We're hot stuff. We are the big deal. Yeah, we let you guys help us when we needed it. Yeah, we like your weapons. Yeah, we like to sell you our oil. Yeah. But, you know, now that we've got the power, that's it. And what people seem to forget sometimes about a military power is that you only have to be weak in a certain area for a short time for someone to try to take advantage of it. And I think that the Islamic Confederation is going to misread what's going on and think that the power is weak.
Well, they think America's weak because our president is weak, and he's actually an Islamic infiltrator that's doing a jihad of politics. He's soon going to be gone. This lame duck president is going to be gone, and it's my feeling that Trump is going to become president, and he's going to completely reverse these policies, and we're going to see an attitudinal change that is collaborate with Russia and China to get rid of extreme Islam, and to have a better alliance with Israel, which is much more rational than the crazy one we have now, and that we're not going to allow people to come in from these countries that potentially could be a Sharia law compliant terrorist maniacs.
Well, as you know, and I'll, now this will be a brief plug, as your listeners may know, I actually wrote a book called Barack Obama, Prophecy and the Destruction of the United States, so I go into more on his Islamic background on there. But at this instant, we've got an interesting election. The Bible talks about that God will sets over the people, the lowest of men, and we'll see what happens in this particular election.
Well, if the election happened today, Hillary would win. But I think that's going to go in the next 60 days.
Well, we'll see what happens. With the last election, it looked like there was a pretty good chance that Mitt Romney might win. But then there was this big snowstorm, and then basically
he became absolutely, he didn't even campaign. Didn't even debate properly. The last debate was like, where's Mitt Romney? I see this kind of like Mitt Romney, a like person, but he didn't counterpunch. He didn't come up with specific details that he could easily have taken apart Obama. I couldn't believe it. The people that supported him said, where's Mitt Romney? Where is he?
Well, this current election, okay, first of all, you mentioned a couple of things. One, the debate. The debate's going to be interesting.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think Mrs. Clinton has ever attempted to debate somebody like Mr. Trump. Mr. Trump, it says he's really not a debater, but I've seen how hostile some in the press have been to him when they've interviewed him. So I think he thinks he's already there. But as far as this election goes,
I can tell you, he thinks quickly on his feet. He's a media person. He's not afraid of debating on his feet. She's going to get pulverized. It's going to be like taking a top fighter like Muhammad Ali and putting somebody from high school in there. Muhammad is going to put him airborne. She's going to get destroyed in the debate. Destroyed.
Well, anyway, as far as the election goes, as you and I have talked before and I've written before, I believe if it's supposed to be Mr. Trump, we may see, for example, a terrorist incident or two.
Oh, yeah.
People to stop back and say, Do we really want it to be Hillary?
I think it doesn't matter whether either one gets in. They're going to do terrorism because the dark elements within the CIA, NSA, and FBI want terrorism so they can have a domestic security bill that both Democrats and Republicans will support. And Obama, whether it's Obama and a third term because he's got terrorism and there's no elections, or Hillary or Trump, they're going to be a domestic security bill that'll, in a sense, take away our rights further and create a police state. And that's what I'm very concerned about, that Trump can be backed into a corner either by bad advisors or circumstances that are beyond his control.
Now, let's talk about the police state thing for a moment, if you don't mind. I'm very concerned about that for different reasons, but one of them was it Monday or Tuesday? FBI Director Comey went out and basically said that we need to have an adult discussion about cell phones, and what he was saying is he is opposed to encryption on cell phones because this means the FBI cannot listen to everything easily like it wants to. And then he actually went out and said, and he's supposedly a Republican, by the way, just to make sure I get both parties in here. He basically said that this is consistent with what the founders of the United States wanted. And it's like, you've got to be kidding. Now, then he said, he also quoted,
lying human piece of garbage.
Well, he did say that certain court rulings have backed him up on this. But you know what gets me about some of this stuff is that, let's go back, I'm going to go back about 50, 60 years. They started to wonder whether or not, let's say you got pulled over for a traffic violation.
Right.
The question is, does the state have the right to search your car? My response, no, not according to the U.S. Constitution.
Right.
Because you're supposed to be protected from unreasonable searches and seizures.
Well, they're even drawing blood in Colorado. If they don't do just a breath alcohol test, they can actually draw your blood for other drugs and toxic metabolites. It's crazy.
Well, getting back to this, unfortunately, a court ruled something like the fact that because you're on a public road, you have no expectation of privacy.
Right.
Now, I'd like to deal with that for just a second. When the Constitution was written, and the Bill of Rights was added, etc., there were roads, and the reason that the founding fathers of the United States wrote this stuff in is they didn't like walking on the road. And then the British military would come up to him and shake him down.
Right.
Okay? Say, I just want to search you. And they had no rights, and they were just subject to this.
Yeah, and
those roads were not less public than the ones now.
Right.
Okay? Now, I realize now we tend to pave them, but these are, quote, public roads, public gatherings. And they intentionally put that amendment of the Constitution in. So just because you're driving down the road, well, you could be driving with your horse back then, just because you're driving on your horse cart, the government did not have a right to see what you have and check anything out without a court order, and because that's what was happening to the colonists, and they found this horrible, horrifying.
Right.
And yet now we've got a situation where the current FBI director says, well, we ought to be able to spy on anybody, anytime. You people shouldn't be able to use encryption. That should be illegal. You know, I read about some other things.
Why should we believe anything that comes out of Comey's mouth when he acts as judge and jury and says that Hillary committed all these crimes and she used and again the standard was, you know, whether or not whether the intention has nothing to do with it, but how can you determine intention and use that yardstick when it's not even part of the statute? Comey is a criminal. Let's call it what it is. Okay, he's a criminal.
I don't know if Comey is a criminal, but I didn't like how he handled the email matter.
I've had other experts on the program. No, he's a criminal. By legal standards, the man has taken over duties that are the judge and jury, and he has no right to be using other standards other than the actual statute. So he's a criminal. And the fact is, when he comes out and says things like this, the FBI, and I know this is a fact from the inside the NSA and the FBI, they're freaked out because they use a standard of what's called prime number encryption. Prime number encryption is easy to break if you have the computing power. The problem is they're worried about non-prime number encryption, which means they can be totally shielded against NSA, FBI, and CIA in incursion into our privacy. That's what they're concerned about.
Right, and they don't like that. But getting back to Mr. Comey, understand that if in the United States the Justice Department was totally looking at justice,
yeah,
they should have investigated this. But unfortunately, it's political. And I don't think it's a coincidence that Bill Clinton met with Attorney General the same day or the day before, the day after. And people said, well, they didn't actually talk about the email scandal. Therefore, this was all on the up and up. And it's like,
they didn't. The implication was, we're buddies, don't cross us.
That's exactly right. The implication is, look, I'm Bill Clinton. I'm out of office. I've done pretty well since I've been gone. Guess what? You're going to be out of office in a few months, probably or possibly.
Or
maybe
you might do an extension of your office as the Attorney General,
right,
if you just play ball with the Hildebeest.
That's right. I mean, it was so blatant.
It was wink, wink, nod, nod. It's a wink, wink, nod, nod thing. He never had to even say one syllable about anything other than, family gatherings and marriages and golf games and whatever. The fact is that the implication is, hey, we're friends. You scratch my back, I'll scratch your back.
Yep.
This is how Bill Clinton works. I mean, the guy is not stupid. He's super social, and he's an evil son of a bitch.
Well, years ago, this is over 30 years ago, my wife and I visited a country that most people probably haven't heard of, or at least maybe they won't know where it is, called Sri Lanka. It used to be called Ceylon.
Right.
It's kind of a teardrop country just south of, off the coast of India. And it's a relatively large country. It's 60, 70 million people, so it's not, not an insignificant country in terms of population. Well, anyway, we had a driver taking us around, and we were in some town, and I saw these, let's say, like towels or sheets or something, and they were all pink or blue. I forgot what color it was. Then we went to another one, and then they were all green or something. And the driver said to me, "Do you know what all that has to do with?" And I said, "No." He said, "All right, there's an election going on. And I think I'm hearing your bumper music." So
I do. I hear it.
I said, "I'll have to explain to your guests what's going on with this when we come back and how I see the United States being affected by something that's going on, happened in Sri Lanka."
Oh, really? That's interesting. You always have a bit of humor, don't you? Back in a moment.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
"I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours."
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
If you're to summarize today's program, you're saying that the current events, including terrorism and the death of Adnan, and the further attempted re-death of al-Baghdadi of the ISIS thing, is going to force the events of these so-called caliphates to actually come together, a peace treaty between Sunni and Shiite Islam. If you look at the table of nations of the War of Gog and Magog, it includes Sunni and Shiite nations. It means that the caliphate has to be an amalgam of Sunni and Shiite Islam in Jerusalem. And in fact, we already have the shadows of that with Mr. Erdogan and his buddy, who claims to be a Mahdi, a blood descendant of Muhammad, and is getting ready to actually announce that he wants to start helping the Jews to build a temple and start a peace treaty. So we're seeing the shadows of what's coming literally in the next few months and years.
Well, what we're saying is that, you know, a lot of things are lining up, and I think it's Islamic State's going to make it happen, even though they don't realize how badly they're going to do with it. Before the break, I made a comment about, I was going to finish the story on Sri Lanka.
Right.
And that was that basically what this driver told me was the reason they did what they did is because they know that if the political party gets in that they want, then they all get jobs. And they fired all the government employees back then, just about. Most of the government employees, I think the military, would tend to get fired depending on which party got in.
Wow.
So they made it absolutely clear. And now we've gotten a situation, I thought, well, that's horrible. This is decades ago. Now, in this country, we're seeing more and more of that within the government, which I think is bad. But one other thing we were talking about during the break is that starting in 2009, when we started to see these massive increases in debt and certain policies from the Obama administration that I was convinced were opposed to the Bible, such as one of the first things he did to try to push abortion around the world and that kind of thing.
Right.
It was very distressing to me, and I'm sure others.
Right.
And I wrote a book, which I'm not pushing right now. It was a book about 2012, and my book said the world wasn't going to end then. But when I was writing the book, and I got to go through all these biblical prophecies, it was very calming for me, because we know before Jesus returns and establishes the kingdom of God, a lot of things are going to get bad. Now, being raised and brought up in this country, you would think, you know, really, here? You know, a lot of things that we're starting to see now, we used to say were just things that the old Soviet Union did. This stuff happened under communism, in terms
right.
of, you know, being monitored and all this kind of stuff. Sadly, it's moved in this direction, and I hear the bumper music again.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, it's sadly moving in this direction, and as I say, even if Trump becomes president, I still see a move step by step toward totalitarianism or a domestic security bill, because I don't think that totalitarianism is not going to happen. In fact, it may be easier cover under Trump than even under the Hildebeest, because they won't pin it on Trump because of his current stance as a law and order president. How's that?
A lot of things are going on that are dangerous.
Exactly.
Typically predicted.
Thank you, Dr. Bob. We will be back tomorrow with Leo Lanzagami from Rome. Coming up Hour 3 tomorrow, Firing Line with Michelle's Questions, 888-212-8871, or email what you want me to answer tomorrow.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Wednesday, August 31st, 2016, end of the month here. We have got a lot of stuff to talk about today, and we are still, unfortunately, dealing with Vonage, which has managed to lose our toll-free number. So once again, the numbers are 512-716-1603, 512-716-1883, 512-716-1897, and they are posted on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com in the studio webcam and on air now blocks. So Mike is sitting in our control room struggling mightily with all these terrible technological demons that he's having to deal with, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments and questions. Right now, we're expecting Air Force One to be landing here on Oahu imminently, could already be here. And that's because President Obama is here on the island for this global conservation conference. He's speaking at UH Manoa tonight. Then he flies out tomorrow to Midway to declare an expansion of this marine monument out there by Midway. And then he's off on his way to the G20. So local authorities are saying expect massive gridlock between the Honolulu airport, UH Manoa, and the windward side, starting from 4 p.m. till 7 p.m. And part of the problem is they close off multiple routes on an island that doesn't really have a lot of them. And then at the last second, the president's motorcade decides which one they're going to go on down. Now, to bring you up to date on our hurricane situation, because I'm getting a lot of email, people are kind of concerned about it. It's big news on the mainland. As of the last report from 8 o'clock this morning, Madeline is continuing to track south. Its eye is no longer going to hit the south edge of the Big Island. It'll still be interesting to see what happens when the storm goes over that huge plume of rising hot air from all the volcanoes over there. But at this point, it doesn't look like Madeline is going to be a problem for us here on Oahu. Certainly, it will be on the Big Island, less or so on Maui. Here on Oahu, wind and rain, and we've already got that here. Lester, on the other hand, is a different situation. Its track is north of the islands, and its track is also shifting south. The forecast for the eye is getting closer and closer to the island of Oahu. That's the bad news. The good news is they're predicting that it's going to be losing energy rapidly. It's still a Category 4. Last night, it was as strong as Iniki was, but it's weakened a little bit, and they're predicting it'll be down to a Category 1 by the time it gets up here at 5 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, which is still a serious hurricane if the eye, in fact, passes over. So we're kind of getting all of our preparations back out from the closet and getting the bottled water and all the rest of that stuff put together. So there's the latest word on our meteorological situation. Now, yesterday they had primaries.